When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Data centers move fast. Graybar delivers the power, connectivity, and critical infrastructure you need with nationwide inventory and logistics to keep projects moving. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Welcome to a Weird News Roundup presented by Odyssey's Something Offbeat podcast. We explore strange tales reported on by Odyssey's radio newsrooms from coast to coast. I'm your Roundup host, Lauren Berry. Lots of stuff has been going on in the sky recently. Thunderstorms, meteor showers, a planet parade, and an eclipse have all had people looking up into the clouds this week. And we'll hear all about that traffic up above us with help from experts. But first, we'll hear about this guy who is attracting attention from Sunset Boulevard pedestrians looking into the sky this week. Here's Odyssey station KNX News in Los Angeles to explain.
Just when you think you've seen it all, you get to question yourself. There's a man, living in a billboard in West Hollywood, or Craig Figner, with the quirkiest story of the week.
Well, the dude must be on break right now, but the billboard is like, it's stopping traffic. It's attracting a crowd. It's right here at Selma and Sunset Boulevard. The billboard looks like, the front of an average maintained home. Says the last house, the address is 11817, not sure if that's significant. And then underneath the front bay window there is a question, how long can you survive? And inside there is a man people have seen who's apparently living in there for some duration of time. There's a bookcase, some plants, lights. I'm not sure if it's got all the comforts of home. On the ground there's a team assisting with getting him up into that space and down, maybe for breaks. So I don't think he's up there 24/7. I don't know if it's air conditioned, but it's intriguing. And I think that's what the best billboards are, intriguing.
Apparently, that was all a promotion for a new thriller movie on Netflix called The Last House.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Data centers move fast. Graybar delivers the power, connectivity, and critical infrastructure you need with nationwide inventory and logistics to keep projects moving. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Now we're headed a bit higher up, past the West Hollywood rooftops, to learn about the partial eclipse that happened this Wednesday. Astronomer Tim Collins joined Odyssey station WBEN News and Talk in Buffalo to discuss just how small this eclipse really was here in North America.
Yeah, we're getting a very, very partial eclipse. We're on just on the edge of the outside band of visibility for this solar eclipse today. So as you've had going on throughout your broadcast here, it's Greenland, Iceland, Spain. It's a very kind of moderately late evening eclipse for them. It is a prime time eclipse for us, meaning it's in the early afternoon, so at about 1 o'clock, like you said earlier. So 12:58 begins at 1:42 is the maximum, and that is when we are going to get a whopping 2.5% coverage of the sun by the moon. So a very small clip.
Collins also discussed a celestial phenomenon that's still occurring, though it did peak at the middle of this week. It's the Perseids meteor shower.
Now, this is not a one-day event, is it?
No. No, it's about a 20-day event. It's been going on for about a week and a half or so since the end of July. And the maximum part of it is tonight. So it comes, I heard your piece of a moment ago, and it's completely accurate. It's the it's the debris from Comet Swift-Tuttle, which is causing this meteor shower. Every year, Earth drifts through its orbit and pulls down some of these meteors. It takes 133 years for it to orbit the sun, and they said it will return in 2125. But the even better aspect to that is if you subtract 133, it was here in 1992, and that's when it refreshed the debris field for us as it went around the sun.
All right. These are always fun to watch. Always seems to be in August. Yeah. What's the key to seeing them, though? Is it you have to be up like in the middle of the night, or you have to be away from city lights?
Yeah, that's the best optimum situation. You want to be away from city lights. We have a new moon, obviously, because of the eclipse today. So the dark conditions are almost premium. And you just need a chair. You just need to lay back. Of course, still busy. I'm going to be out at Knox Farm tonight. We're going to be teaching people how to look at them.
Yeah, I mean, even, you know, say you have a clear sky. How clearly can you really see these things?
Very clearly. They tend to radiate out. So you're going to want to look northeast. If you know the constellations, you're going to be looking for Perseus, which is next door to what's called the W in the sky, which is Cassiopeia. So even if you're looking at the W, you still have a really good chance to look at them. But you want to hit it at about the most darkest part you can, which is between midnight and 1 a.m. That's when the sun is on the opposite end of the sky. It's opposite of the high noon position. So that's the best time to see them. But anything after sunset would be great. I saw a couple last night through the haze, so I know we're going to get a good show with our 50 to 100 per hour.
Astronomer Michael Narlock of the Cranbrook Institute of Science joined Odyssey station WWJ News Radio in Detroit to discuss another interesting sight in the sky this week, something that's often called a planet parade.
What planets are going to be aligned that people will be able to check out?
Well, first things first, it's one of the unfortunate things in astronomy that we use the word alignment, because so many people, then they hear that word, they think about aligning things in their own lives. They think that when they go outside and look at the sky, they're going to see all the planets, you know, sort of stacked one on another. And really what an alignment means in astronomy is if you look down on the solar system and imagine seeing the planets sort of rolling around like on the surface of a table, you could draw a rough straight line between them. But how does that translate into our sky? Well, they're sort of grouped loosely in our sky. Now, the planets that you'll be able to see with just the unaided eye are Mars and Saturn, and then Mercury and Jupiter will sit very low on the horizon, so those will be harder to find.
Parts of the U.S. have also experienced wicked weather this summer, including intense thunderstorms booming over the Midwest this week. WWJ spoke to National Weather Service meteorologist David Cook about why some of these thunder cracks seem so loud.
What causes thunder to be loud enough to shake houses and make it sound like a bomb went off?
Simply, your proximity to the lightning strike is going to make it sound a lot louder and possibly even feel some vibrations from the strike itself.
And are there certain like times of year that we see more active thunderstorms where there is lightning that's striking closer to certain areas, or is it really just kind of it depends on the storm and the way that the lightning strikes?
Yeah, there's multiple types of lightning as well. There's cloud-to-cloud lightning, where the lightning stays up in the cloud level. That's not going to make these kind of impacts that people are speaking about right now. Then there's cloud-to-ground lightning that comes from the stronger thunderstorms, and that's the ones that people feel and hear much louder like that. In terms of severe weather season, we can expect these kind of lightning strikes basically from spring through fall. We do have two peaks in the season where more frequent storms occur in the spring, and then again we're getting into that part in the fall right now. But basically anytime March through about September, you can experience this kind of lightning.
Somebody's house was struck by lightning. I know lightning obviously strikes kind of randomly. Is there anything that makes a house more susceptible to being struck by lightning, or is it kind of just it strikes where it strikes?
I'm no expert in that realm, but basically the lightning will take the path of least resistance through the atmosphere. And when the lightning gets down towards the ground, it's going to find usually, typically, the tallest object. If there's metal antennas on the roof, it's going to affect that or reach for that. So in terms of predictability of where lightning would strike, you know, that's not possible. So it's kind of just an unfortunate occurrence for that home.
What is the best thing for somebody to do if they do find themselves outside kind of unexpectedly?
Yeah, we preach preparedness for all these weather risks. And if you know in advance that there's potential for strong thunderstorms or thunderstorms in general that day, then you're already kind of more prepared.
Thank you so much for listening to this Weird News Roundup presented by Odyssey's Something Offbeat podcast. This episode was written and produced by me, Lauren Berry. Special thanks to KNX News in Los Angeles, WBEN News and Talk in Buffalo, WWJ News Radio in Detroit, The Dana and Parks Show out of KMBZ in Kansas City, and Scoot out of WWL in New Orleans. You can find all of these programs, including the Something Offbeat podcast, on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench.
Maintain X was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With Maintain X, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on Maintain X because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try Maintain X free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Getting a data center online takes precision. Graybar helps you stage, schedule, and deliver the critical products you need to keep projects on time. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.